What's up, everyone? Good morning from New York City, where my neighbor's car alarm has been going off for a little over 10 minutes. So if you hear it in the background, I can only apologize. Hopefully, maybe my mic will not pick it up since it's directional. But if you hear an ongoing sound, it's not in your head. It is my neighbor probably sleeping through his car alarm going off. But anyway, how are you? How's everyone doing? Good to see everybody in the comment section today. Joey, Big B, big night for you last night, buddy. Jamal Williams giving you a shout out. You got to be feeling like $1 million today. I know that. Brian, good morning from Denver. Good morning from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Go Pack Go. Hi, Nags and all. What's up, Anthony? Joshua, what's up? How are you? Good morning. Hello, what have we here? We have reports that there's going to be more Solo and or more Donald Glover as Lando, which we can all rejoice in, of course. Go Pack Go from Oklahoma. What's up, Thomas? I feel amazing, Nagler. I'll bet you do, Big B. Like I said, it's a big day for you. No question about it. Gotta love it when your faves give you a shout out. Love the shirt. Thanks. It's another old school pro merch. I think I got this back when I was at Bleacher Report, but it's another Luke Rogers special. Did Big B sleep in the Jamal Williams jersey? No doubts about it. Thoughts on Aaron Jones' contract, depending on how Dylan plays this year? A lot of puzzle pieces there, right? Clearly, Kenny Clark and David Bakhtiari probably, or I think most obviously, take precedence. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I do think AJ, you know, has a chance to kind of prove himself and then maybe make negotiations a little uncomfortable with Aaron Jones, but I do think they're going to be a bit separate. I think it's much more about if they can retain those big three, you know, Bakhtiari, Clark, and Jones. I would think the franchise tag may come into play with one of the linemen, either Clark or Bakhtiari, which maybe gives him some maneuverability with Jones. But hey, if AJ Dillon balls out, the longer the season goes and the more AJ Dillon like looks capable, it certainly gives the Packers a bit of leverage when dealing with Jones. But we'll see. Well, I suspect one of those deals might get done prior to the start of the season. It's just a hunch. There's no inside knowledge, obviously, but just my guess. And maybe that helps. I missed the Rob versus Z story. What happened, Dustin? Thanks for the super chat. I don't know if there's been new developments, but last week on Zadarius's availability, Rob let out. When David Bakhtiari first got here, he was kind of a dick. He used those words on the availability. And he was saying it to try and illustrate that David now is a gregarious, fun-loving guy, and much like Zadarius is. And he was trying to get something out of Zadarius as far as his personality. That's about as much as I can go into it without completely boring myself to tears. But of course that got back to David Bakhtiari. So it became very much the framework of his availability this week. It's just inside baseball bullshit. It was a lot. For the most part, I think a lot of it is very well-intended fun stuff between them and all of us. What are your thoughts on LaFleur talking about Dexter Williams? Walter, it certainly sounded like he remembered that he forgot to mention Dexter Williams after the draft. I'm going to be absolutely shocked if Dexter makes the squad. That's no knock on Dexter, just numbers. Matthew, obligatory Everson Griffin signing question. Matthew, you must have gone to bed early last night because Everson Griffin signed with the Cowboys overnight. So strike that one off the list. Kenny Clark is 22 years old. He's young. I don't think he's 22. I think he's 23. Or maybe turning 23 this season. Something like that. Young dude. No, he's not 22. But he is young. Is Rob the pot calling the kettle black? No. Rob is a great guy. Eric, what's up, man? How are you? Go Pack Go. It's EQ time. Tommy, I think so. I know they're going to have competition. You know, it's Davante Adams, Alan Lazard, and then it's a free-for-all, right? And may the best man win. And I think that best man is going to be EQ. But Saying it and making it happen are two different things. He's got to prove it down in, down out, rep in, rep out on the field. And that starts on Saturday. They're going to be on a practice field on Saturday. They're going to be in pads on Monday. I can't wait. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Is Coach trying to boost Dexter's trade value? No. Coach mentioning Dexter Williams is not going to increase his trade value. This ain't fantasy football. Please. Everyone knows he's going to get cut. Why would anyone give up a draft pick? I mean, maybe a conditional seventh rounder. Maybe. And that's would be a huge get. Doesn't it seem crazy that the Packers take on the Vikings 1 month from today? Yes. Absolute insanity, if you ask me. But I ain't the one who's got to play that game. It's crazy, though. Who scores the first Packers TD of the year? Aaron Rodgers on a scramble. Goody could come out and say, we're no longer signing any free agents. And 3 hours later, Packer fans on Twitter would go, who should we sign before the season? Fair assessment. Fair assessment, Brian. John, Green or Burks alongside Kirksey? I think it'll be Burks to start. I think Kamal will be heard from sooner rather than later, though. Austin, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, I'm hanging out in Green Bay the next few days. What restaurants, bars do you recommend? Man, I don't know. During pandemic time, I have no idea what's open, what's not. My go-to, my standard, my day-by-day is always to go to Kroll's right by Lambeau there. There's a lot of great spots around the facility, around the stadium. Check out Titletown. I know Hinterland closed, I think, for the week or for a few days because one of their staff members had COVID. So they were going on a deep clean and or getting everybody tested. But so I would avoid Hinterland this week. But yeah, downtown. Oh, go to DePere. Go to Nicky's. Nicky's in DePere. Hit that place up. That's old school. That's where it's so funny because like people come to Green Bay and they go downtown or they go by the stadium. Man, all like the coaches and the players during training camp, although not this year because they're not at St. Norbert's, they all hang out at like the Abbey and Nicky's in DePere. But Nicky's especially, that's old school. Like all the like old timers go there. It's the best. Nicky's is the bomb. Tell them Cheesehead TV sent you. Griffin for $6 million. We missed out big time. Only hope we they didn't miss out. Man, I mean, that's a luxury signing for the Packers. They didn't miss out. Now, if Snacks signs for like peanuts, then that's missing out. They didn't miss out. Come on. Like, they can't be throwing money around. That's the other thing I keep telling you guys. Have you seen the list of guys they have to re-sign and what they're going to cost? David Bakhtiari and Kenny Clark are not coming cheap. Can't be throwing around $6 million for a edge rusher number 3 or 4, probably, if Gary steps up. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. If they can get a pick for Ty Montgomery, Dexter will draw at least an offer of a bag of used balls from someone. Well, Ty Montgomery had tape, did something. Dexter Williams literally got leapfrogged by a guy on the practice squad last year when Jamal Williams went down. They went down to Dallas. They brought up Trey Carson instead of playing Dexter. That tells you all you need to know. Now, maybe he's used this offseason and acclimated to the offense and become much better at the, you know, the checks and the protections and everything that was kind of eluding him last year. But there's nothing there for any evaluator to look at and go, yep, I'll give up the seventh round pick. I mean, Ty, you at least had tape. So that, yeah. But I understand. You're joking here. I get it. Just reiterating. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. I don't care what nobody say. KFC pot pie is elite. Well, you know, there you go. That would be direct from Kevin King's Twitter account, which he posted the pot pie, and I said he's still not eating salad, and then he revealed he had a salad with the pot pie. This is the deep stuff we get into here at Cheesehead TV, people. We desperately need practices to start because we're talking pot pies. Not that I don't love it. James, thanks so much for the super chat. Beer on me, Nags. You missed my last super chat, though. Did I? James? No. James. Tell him, say it ain't so, James. I don't see it, buddy. I'm going all the way back up. I see Nicholas. I answered that. I see Austin. I answered that. This is some riveting programming right here. Dustin, I answered that. Stanley, I answered that. James, I don't see it, buddy. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Over under on the Packers keeping five wide receivers on the 53. That's some thunder now. Over under? Do I think they'll keep five? I think they'll keep five. So I guess that's a push. How's that? What's your favorite Mexican beer? Or do you even like Mexican beer? I do like Mexican beer, actually, Adrian. Modelo probably is my favorite. I like the dark one that they make, too. I like both of those a lot. What else we got? Nags, in your opinion, who is the GOAT of Packers media coverage outside of Cheesehead TV? Ooh, good question. I mean, you know, back in the day, it was Bob. Then he kind of lost it. But all time, it's Cliff. Cliff is the reason I do what I do, or I started doing what I do. Cliff is the absolute man. But currently, I mean, covering the team is probably Tom. Tom's the man. Old school. Love Spoon's coverage. But all time, it's probably Cliff. What's the ask for O.J. Howard from Tampa? The ask is, why would you trade for O.J. Howard from Tampa? They got tight ends. They're good. Don't say Andy Herman, Nagler. Big B, I know. I saw that you are in a tiff with Mr. Herman. I don't want to know what that's about. Who do you think will get the first INT? Kevin King. Teams are going to continue to shy away from Jair. Kevin King's going to get a lot of opportunities. He's going to get the first pick. Tom, Wes Hodge. Yeah, of course, Wes Hodge. But, you know, Wes is a unique individual and far too good for this conversation. Let's just put it that way. Is Tanyan good at football? Yes. Maggie Loney is awesome. Robin? Yes. Yes, she is. And if you guys haven't, make sure you check out Pax, what she said. Maggie and Perry do a fantastic job on that podcast. They do tons of work. They really research their stuff, and they know their shit. Can't recommend it enough. Really good stuff. Will the Smiths combine for more or less sacks than last season? Mark, a few less, only because they won't be playing quite as many snaps. I think they'll still be crazy productive, but I think Gary will be in the mix a bit more, and that will drive their number down just a bit. Hi, Aaron. I don't even know what that means. Hi, Aaron. When it's not the time to step up? It's never not the time to step up? How's that? I don't know. Not quite sure what you're asking there. Antoine, this is your team. Absolutely. James, thanks for the super chat. The monologue the other day, given how long it's taken for me to reconcile my nature, I can't figure I'd forego it on your account, Russ Cole. I mean, as I said on the video, I mean, I understand. I mean, these morning chats, like, if you have children, come join us on the morning chats. I'm drinking coffee. I'm chill in the morning. But yeah, if I do an extra cheese, I go at night, or, you know, Packer transplants with Corey and I, we've been drinking and swearing on camera for a decade, man. Inevitably, we get some Yahoo emails us. What you think of the children? Man, take care of your own children. I got enough going on taking care of mine. Dustin, thanks again for the super chat. All your base are belong to us. Bide your time, gentlemen. Okay. I'm going to assume that's like some kind of alien message to your followers. Nags, do you love you some Bob Uecker? He's the best. I know it's not football. Go Pack, go. Michael, 100% love Bob Uecker. The MLB At-Bat app single-handedly brought me back to the game of baseball a few years ago because I could hear Bob. I said last year I would give anything for the Packers Radio Network to have Bob in the booth just to call a series. I mean, let alone a whole game. A whole game would be heaven. But if Bob just called an offensive series for the Packers, I would lose my mind. That'd be amazing. Patreon Zooms are rated R. Joey, you got that right. It's pretty impressive that you get in. Even though we know. What's the situation with fans next year attending games? Jimmy, if you mean 2020, this upcoming season? Well, there are no fans allowed in the first two games. We know that. The Packers have announced it. We don't know after that. There could be up to 12,000 fans allowed into the stadium at some point. We don't know yet, though. Check back closer to October when that third home game is coming up. I think it's the very first week of November. So they've got some time. But those first two home games, there won't be any fans in the stands at all. Robin, will Gary improving mean Z steps inside more often? Well, I think that's something they wanted to do anyway, regardless of whatever happens with Gary. I do think they're going to move those guys around quite a bit, and I think you'll see them kind of become interchangeable, where sometimes you'll have Z standing up, sometimes you'll have Gary standing up, sometimes they'll both have their hand in the dirt. I think that's going to be part of the fun for Mike Pettine, is trying to figure out ways to utilize those guys. Andrew, where would you put Gutekunst's first draft right now? Why you got to bring it down, man? We're having a good time talking football, talking Gary, we're talking Z, getting after the quarterback, and then you got to go bring up the 2018 draft? What, you trying to depress me, man? You trying to make me cry? I'll finish your question here. Obviously, we need one more year to give it a full evaluation. Yeah, but it ain't looking good. I'll tell you that. Don't need much more evaluation to let you know that it ain't looking good. Jair, obviously, potential All-Pro. That's a great pick. His first pick ever as a GM. I'm all in. And after that, it gets real dicey, especially since he traded up to one, you know, who was for Burks. Yikes. Yeah, those guys got to ball out. It is put up or shut up time for that class. Savage had poor angles in tackling. No preseason might not do him any favors. I very much agree. However, when you're working on angles, right, in pursuit and what have you, it does come down to basically, you know, figuring out the angle. And there's no doubt that he's going to be thrown into the fire, so to speak, having to go a million miles an hour. I do think a lot of that can be at least replicated in practice. They're going to be going full speed one-on-ones a lot more than they would traditionally. And you've always heard the guys talk about how much more valuable those practice reps are than preseason games. You know, a preseason game, he probably would barely play. And the ones on defense would maybe go a series, two. So I think he'll get a lot more out of practices and hopefully, you know, going full speed, that'll help. Now, he can't wrap up when he gets to the ball carrier. That's something he really struggled with. He had a lot of poor tackles last year. Hopefully technique helps there, repetition. But for the angles, that he can practice, thankfully. Nothing like some Cheesehead TV in the morning. What is Bakhtiari's biggest weakness? Biggest weakness? Ooh, that's a good one. You know, I mean, last year it took him a while to round into shape. We saw the holding calls, which he obviously disputes some of them. Yeah, I don't know. More often than not, I think guys can set him up on occasion, but that's only because there are some great pass rushers in the league, and he faces all of them week in and week out. He was on my podcast a couple of years ago, and I remember talking to him about facing Dwight Freeney down in Atlanta. And, you know, Freeney jokingly was kind of teasing him about the fact that, you know, Bakhtiari in a game can have 50, 60, 70 reps, and he can be lights out for each one of them. And all Freeney had to do is get home once. And then Freeney has had a great game against David Bakhtiari. So, yeah, I mean, weaknesses, I don't know. I think he's got a pretty damn all-around, well-rounded game. I would think last year showed that he can kind of, I don't know, not struggle, but he needed some time to round into shape. Hopefully that doesn't happen this year because they got no time. Jitsu, it pains me to say this, but I think I'm seeing a point to re-sign King over Jones. I don't think they're not talking about it. They most certainly will be. I don't think they end up going that route if it becomes a either or, which I don't think it will, but you'd be a fool to say that that's absolutely not being talked about or to completely dismiss it out of hand. Seven, you still play Madden? You damn right I still play Madden. I love Madden. I'm addicted to it. I can't help it, even for all its flaws. I said last night, I will vote for whatever candidate makes EA Sports stop using "it's in the game" as their slogan, as long as they have eligible wide receivers, tight ends, running backs running out of bounds for no damn reason at all prior to the ball being thrown. One of my biggest pet peeves, along with in the running game when guys like are blocking on the edge and then just suddenly magically let go, and then Mercedes Lewis runs up 10 yards to block nobody, to do nothing, while my guy, you know, is running into whoever he was supposed to be blocking. That, along with Aaron Jones leaks out of the backfield, or you run a dart route, or you run something out to the flats, and the tight end runs and then looks back and then runs straight out of bounds. What what? It's in the game. Where is that in the game? So, yeah, I still play Madden. Do you see Kamal Martin becoming the starter with Kirksey? Walter, I'm very interested to see how he develops. I think he's got a shot. I don't know how early it'll happen. But yeah, I would think if he's given the opportunity and he shows that he can be physical enough, yeah, I think he's got, again, I think he's got a chance. I don't know if that happens out of the gate, you know, week one, but yeah, I think he's got a chance. Who has a bigger impact this year? Whoever wins the wide receiver two job or Sternberger? This sounds suspiciously like a fantasy football question. I would say probably wide receiver two, which I think will be Alan Lazard. I think Sternberger is going to ball out. I just think there'll be more opportunities for Lazard. We haven't talked much about Adrian Amos. I thought he played well, better than the Bears expected. LOL. How do you feel about what he brings to the table this year? You love his veteran leadership. There's no doubt about it. He was a rock back there. He's a solid player. He's a little bit more athletic than I expected from what I saw from his time in Chicago. Obviously, you would love him to kind of rub off on Savage because he is so solid. He doesn't have quite the upside athleticism that Savage has. But I tell you what, man, they found a player there. Now, you know, sometimes he's going to be taken advantage of by some of the speedier tight ends in the league. That's going to happen. But overall, yeah, I love that signing. I love what he brings to the defense. Love his presence. We haven't talked enough about Jamal Williams is the GOAT. The GOAT, says Big B. That's a good place to leave it. We got a super chat. Legless Spang. What a name. Want to join my fantasy football league? No. But thanks for the offer. All right, everybody. Thank you so much, everybody. Can we buy a Carry the G shirt? You damn right you can buy a Carry the G shirt. You can get a Carry the G shirt or hoodie, much like David Bakhtiari and Aaron Rodgers have. Here we go. Throw that into the mix there in the chat. There you go. There's the link. Go hog wild. We got tons of stuff. We got new stuff, actually. Just came in yesterday. So check it out. Tons of great stuff. Thanks a lot, everybody. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And if you really want to support what we do, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. It supports everything we do. Patreon members get a special discount on all our merch. So check that out. You get access to my podcast exclusively, Nagler's Never Right. And you can challenge me to a game of Madden, talking about Madden. By the way, I need a new challenger. My list is exhausted, so whoever's ready, step up. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Talk to you later. Go Pack, go.